Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie! The Rhythm! And the Chorus of 13!
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Oh, wow. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Blessings by Grace Radio, Hour of Power. Welcome back to Throne Room Wednesday. Yes, we're officially back today as our first day back, and we are so elated after this amazing hiatus that we had where we were getting ourselves together, prepping to come back for the year of 2022. We're grateful. It's been 3 months, and we're officially back, and we're so grateful for all of you that stuck by us during our time of hiatus, but now we're back. We are. And we're grateful. So tonight is Wednesday, March the 16th, 2022. We are officially back in the Apple Valley studio. The doctor is in tonight. He will take all of your prayers, your petitions, your praise reports, your testimonies, your complaints, and anything above that, in between, inside and outside of the box. He will take that to the Lord in prayer tonight. So like I said, we're just so elated tonight that you guys could be on the air with us. If you know somebody who's been missing our show that's not on the air with us right now, please don't hesitate to have them get on the air tonight so that way we can pray for you guys. And if you know anybody that needs prayer, please let me give you guys a call-in number. That way you can write it down because you might just dial it by memory. Let me tell you the number to call in. So please call area code 818-668-5428. Again, the number is 818-668-5428. We'll be on for the next hour. So if you know anybody that could use prayer, please have them call this number. We'll be on for the next hour. Oh, I'm so excited that we're back. This is a long hiatus, but we're grateful to be back. Thank you guys for all the prayers for our bishop. He's continuing to recover. So thank you, Radio Land. Those of you who know him best, you guys know he needed the recovery, and now he's back on the upside. He's actually right now getting better day by day. God is strengthening him and keeping him covered under that blood. So thank you so, so much. And remember, it's every Wednesday. And our new time, of those of you who are new, is going to be at 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. Every Wednesday, we're going to come on at the same time every Wednesday from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. every single Wednesday. We are back. So if you need prayer, call that number. Yes, all you have to do is dial 818-668-5428. That's all you have to do. All right. So tonight, as you all know, it's our weekly Throne Room Wednesday. Tonight, like I said, all your prayers and your petitions, your testimonies, and anything in between, it will go to the throne of grace tonight. The doctor is in, and very shortly, he will come on and pray with you. Now, as you know from last year, I used to do a Wow Wow Wednesday, Wow Wow Thursday with inspiration time. That hasn't changed. In our hiatus, the Lord has given me nice new things to talk about. But before I get into all of that, I just want to give a tremendous thank you and a ton of appreciation. No matter what's going on in the world, you guys have found an opportunity of time to share our show, to like our show, to listen to it, and tell your friends and family about the show. So for that, from the bottom of our hearts here at Blessings by Grace Radio in our Apple Valley studio, everyone here, we sincerely say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We can now say we're successfully in over 75 countries in the world. So we want to say thank you so ever much for sharing our show. We do appreciate you. And if I could give a word of encouragement or a word of inspiration tonight, it would be sincerity. Why? Because here at our show, we are 100% sincere in what we do, what we believe, how we speak, how we engage with you, our listeners. You know, when Dr. Moore gets on every Wednesday and every Thursday, he's sincere in those prayers. That Bible study in the Learner's Lounge on Thursday, he's sincere in his teachings, in his preaching. He's sincere. He gives you the unadulterated gospel like God has given it to him. He prays for you like the Lord allows him to pray for you. So I'm just so grateful. I'm elated for that. Truly, truly, truly elated. So yes, indeed, it is time now. The doctor is in, and he will take all of your prayers and petitions again, your praise reports and testimonies, everything above and beyond to the throne of grace tonight. So God bless you. Thank you for listening to my inspiration on Wild Out Wednesday, Throne Room Wednesday. Y'all, I'm excited to be back. I don't know if y'all can hear it in my voice, but I'm excited. We are back. So thank you so much, everybody. I love you all. The doctor is in, and he's ready to pray with you now. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Amen. My granddaughter has been by my side ever since we've been on this air. Praise the Lord.
Years.
11 years we've been trying to encourage people. Praise the Lord. And our heart has been encouraged by you, praise the Lord, responding back unto us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and let us rejoice there in it. God bless Radio Land all over the world. All over the world. I release the power of the Lord that he have given unto me to touch men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. He took up asunder. By the power of Jesus, we come to you. It's not in our might nor in our strength, but it's by his spirit that we are coming back to you. Satan tried to, amen, put me down. But thank God for the prayers of a righteous man. It prevaileth much. Your righteous prayer, God heard them and given me another chance, amen, is to be on this air, is to pray for you and encourage you in the hour and time that many of us is blind now. Many of us don't see the coming of the Lord at this hour. But I'm here warning you, it's darker than what we think. Have somebody in Radio Land, amen, Dr. Moore, amen, and his granddaughter is on the air tonight. And we want to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. When you call in for prayer, ever what it is, I want you to believe that the Lord will answer your prayer. I'm only a vessel. But release your faith and believe that God will answer your prayers. No matter what it is, if it's in his will, don't ask anything out of the will of God. But if it's in God's will, I want you to believe he'll answer it. The Lord, amen, is so, let me say, amen, he's so unusual, he's so unknown. Until even while we're speaking sometime and asking God to do something, he'll already do it. Then sometime, amen, he let us, amen, linger for a while before we complete it. Again, this is Dr. Moore. We are, as my granddaughter has said, we are so excited to be back on the air once again. Is to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. God has allowed, amen, my life is to be gracious. Have allowed me to live a long and prosperous life. I have nothing to lose if I tell you the truth. And that is exactly, amen, my aim in telling you truth about Jesus Christ. We're talking about sickness tonight. 1 Corinthians 11 and 30 says, for this cause, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleepers. Paul is saying in this 1 Corinthians 11 and 30 to the Corinthian, for this cause many are weak and sick among you. And we are looking at it right now at this hour. Amen. There are many Christians are sick and many is weak and some of them is dying. That's what it means by falling asleep. And because of this, the sins of the Corinthians produced it weakness. You know why, amen, there is so much sickness? S-I-N. Sin is producing weakness in our land. We're going to get ready to open up these lines to you, amen, but sin is doing this. It's producing weakness, sickness, and death. We have turned away from God, trying to make this money on our own, and we are in sin. We are not doing anything but hurting our own self. Sin is crippling our children. Sin is causing disease is to be in the land. Sin is causing cancer and all other numerous, amen, of diseases to be upon the face of it. It's sin. Read your Bible. Had they recognized their sin and confessed and forsaken it, they would have been delivered. But they don't recognize. Amen. Spiritual discernment is, amen, seeing like it is out of the order now. People don't recognize their sin. They call good evil and evil good. This is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. Coming back strong. Praise the Lord on the air tonight. Is to pray for your request. We are getting ready is to open these lines in Jesus' name. And remember, the word of God say there is nothing too hard for God to do. And it is impossible to please God without faith. So the lines are going to be open right now. And we're going to take your request along with you. Thank you, radio listeners. Amen. For building this bridge together. We are, amen, building, amen, our faith together in Jesus' name. We're going to take our first caller.
Caller from 818-358. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Burns.
Hold on, John. It's good to see you. And you, Katasha. Oh, I love you guys. I want you to pray for me, my family. Press a prayer for my father's eyes. And, you know, Bishop, I want you to pray for me and my extended family, my church family. But I need another pressure prayer for me. The devil been attacking me very, very bad. I mean, he's been on me. And, you know, and I don't know, I've been asking it. Is God letting him do this right now to see where I'm at? You know, because I'm trying to get there and see if he can sway me away. But I'm not swaying away. I'm sticking to it. And it's hard. It's very hard. You know, it reminds me of Joe. That's what it reminds me of when I think about this. You know, but I'm not fighting. I've been sick. You know, things been happening, you know. And, you know, I ain't never been this down and low thing, you know. But I'm keep praying. I'm so glad to hear your voice, and I know that you are a shepherd of God, and you're going by me being behind you and with you in our church. I'm gonna get through this, and this is all I want you to pray for. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you. That is very encouraging. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, brother. Yes, hang on in there. the Lord say, I will never, and I want you to remember this, I will never leave you, no matter what condition that you are in. God said, I will never leave you. Now, that's the Almighty God talking to us. And if we follow in his commandment, God has to honor his commandment.
Yes.
If there is any sick among us, he said, let us call for the elders of the church. The elders of the church means praying people, somebody that can get a prayer through.
Yes,
that's what you're
talking about. Sister Lori, we insisted, Donna, they can do it.
Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what you're going to call for tonight. The elders, amen, and we will add with you and your petition to the Lord.
Yes.
And this he won't leave you. He's holding you in his hand. He's molding you. He's making you. Oh, praise the Lord. But I want you to just do one thing. In all of that you're going through it, give thanks.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. He allows you to, hallelujah, rise from your bedside every morning. You may be in pain, you may be hurting, but he allows you to rise from your bedside that you can say, thank you, Jesus. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, right now, breathe down upon my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, in Jesus' name, he asked you, Lord, to release him from some of the agony that is in his body. But you know what's in his body. You know, all things work just for good for them that love us, the Lord. And he loved you, Lord. He loved you. We may not ever understand or comprehend your love, but, Lord, you love us tonight. Touch Brother Vernon right now. Touch him and give him strength right now. We all been now, but Lord, your grace is sufficient for us. And our weakness, your strength make us perfect. Touch him. Raise him up in the name of Jesus. Touch his father, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And strengthen the eyes of his father. Give him an eternal yes right now in Jesus' name. Work with his family in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you for his voice. I thank you for the encouragement. I thank you for the words tonight. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory. It could belong to us. We claim deliverance right now. I feel the inspiration of your spirit. My God, coming out of us right now. And we're just going to give you the praise and the glory and keep on lifting him up. Keep on lifting him up, Lord. Open up his understanding of more, and we're going to give you praise in Jesus' name. We love you, my brother, and thank you for
coming. Yes, thank you, Tasha. Thank you, Bishop.
All right.
God bless you, Caller from 626. 460. You're not live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello. I would like for you guys to pray for my family and myself.
God bless you, amen. What do you want? I heard you say pray for your family, but is there anything special?
For health.
All right. My God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this caller right now. And she asked for prayer. Prayer will change things. Honesty and sincere. When we come before you, you hear our prayer. You have no respect of the person. My God, this beloved daughter right now, answer prayer. Ever what the need is, let it be made manifest. And let her know it be made manifest in the name of Jesus. We seal it with the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for our calling right now. Continue to open up our understanding. Continue to bless the Lord. Pour out your healing in that home in Jesus' name. And we claim victory for you right now. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're
welcome. Caller from 747-295. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Katasha. Okay, I'll be back to hear y'all voices again, my Bishop and Katasha. It's good to hear your voice. I have a continuous prayer request because I know the Lord is able. I have to go to Phoenix this Friday.
All right.
So I'm asking for traveling graces. One of my cousins was in a terrible accident. The man had a stroke. Her and her boyfriend sitting in the back seat. And somehow his foot hit the gas, having a stroke. They lived, but she passed. So I have to go do a little turnaround, but I'll be back in Sunday, though, Sunday morning. So I need you to pray that family. My Auntie Chris' grandbaby. Her name is Donnell. Donnell's daughter. Daughter's daughter. Yes.
All right.
Everything is happening. It's, you know, the multiple attributes, and it's a family thing. While they was hitting each other, with family, didn't even know it. On my mom and them side, the boyfriend, he was on one of the motorcycles, and he in the hospital. His name is my cousin's wife. They just married. His brothers in there. They was all in that one accident. Yes. So I'm praying for that family. Tonight, and I'm also praying for me that I grow strong in the Lord. My entire family as a whole, as well as my husband and his family, all our unsaved loved ones, praying for soul salvation. Praying for healing, Bishop, tonight. For all the elder saints, greater all nation, you, Bishop, and all the elder saints. That's on our prayer
list.
That we will just be on one mind and one accord and go up in the, with the Lord. Praying for those behind the prison walls. That is my prayer request for tonight, special prayer request upon Jermaine. All the seriously sick ones. And I'm including you, Bishop, because I know you're a little ill in your body. And praying for my church family.
Okay.
That's my prayer request.
Thank you, Sister Cynthia, tonight. We're going to start off and ask God to give you traveling grace that no accident will happen to you on your way there or on your way back. He will wrap you in his arms and cover you as a mother hen covers chicks. In Jesus' name, this is your child, Yehoshua, coming to you once again, my God, for your blessing right now. And you are a God of blessing. You are a God of protection. So put your shield of protection over her right now as she go down and try to, Lord Jesus, be some help and some support to her relative. That just had an accident.
Yes, Lord.
My God, in Jesus' name. But Lord God, even they were in an accident, we thank you that they're still alive. You could have snuffed them out. They all could have been dead.
Lord.
It was you in your divine mercy, my God, that you kept them right now. So we praise you for that, Lord. You're giving them a chance to repent if they have not repented of their sin. My God, bless that family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now. It's not our will, but let your will be done, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. My God, and strengthen my sister on every hand right now. I claim
in the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Go in peace. Amen.
Yes,
the Lord is with you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I bless you.
Love you.
And Katasha.
Love you.
God bless you. Caller from 310702. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, Bishop. Hello, Katasha. This is Nene.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr.
Hi. God bless you. I'm asking for prayer for my family. I'm asking for a special prayer for June. Just keep him lifted. The devil's just trying to attack him on every hand, but he's struggling. He's prayer. And I just need prayer for my son, Little Louis, that one of these propositions will land him out of prison. And that's it. So just pray for my family.
Amen. Sister Nene, I know you have faith in the Lord. I want you to release your faith that much more because the Lord says he will answer your prayer. And I want you to believe it right now. No matter how the circumstance may look or what you're up against, Amen. Jesus is your answer. Lord God, right now, my beloved niece is coming to you for prayer, for help. Because you are the only one that is able is to help us in a situation like this. And not only are you able, but you are willing is to help us. You have not left us here alone and being selfish. You shedded your blood, Lord, that we may have life and life more abundantly. Touch in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord. You know where she lives at. You know her address. And, Lord, touch that home in Jesus' name. Touch June. My God, I know Satan is trying to take him out, but it's dear prayer. Hold him here. Touch him. Give him a mind to say yes to you. In the name of Jesus and Lord Jesus, touch the Lord. You have, my God, covered him under your blood, my God, all these years. And I know you're going to deliver him in the name of Jesus right now. Sending that mother, sending his father, my God, and brother, let him look for him to be delivered in the name of Jesus right now. And uplift, my God, Sister Nene, in the name of Jesus. Let her rejoice in the time of her trouble and in the time of her sorrow. Lord Jesus, lift her up high and let her give thanks and praise to you in Jesus' name. Write that yoke in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for you right now, Jesus. And the Lord is hearing your prayers, even as we're speaking right now. Thank you for calling, and God bless you. We love you.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Caller from 214-694. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening.
I'm Brother Lamar calling in from Dallas. I just would like to pray that I go stronger in the Lord, and I ask for prayer for not only myself, for the whole Christ family, and I just pray that we focus on him and be mindful of what's going on around us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Lamar. That is a great amen request, because we need to be concerned about everybody. Because the world is in it, not just individuals. The whole world is in it right now. And we thank you for, amen, being concerned about loved ones and people that we don't know, because we're all human and we all are going through things right now. Lord, there is no distance right now. I'm asking you to touch my brother in Texas. Send your word of comfort and consolation to him in the name of Jesus right now. Elevate his mind and take him into a new dimension of our spirit, Lord God, that he may grow closer and walk with you that much more better. Every time he attempts to do evil, let him know, Lord, that that's not your way. Bind everything that's not like you in his life, in his family, in Jesus' name, and let him be able to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Touch, heal, and deliver right now. My God, and we pray, my God, for the body of Jesus Christ, that we come to be single, be of one mind, and be of one accord right now. Touch everywhere. There is no distance. You are everywhere. The earth is thine and the fullness thereof. It belongs to you, Lord. We are under your banner. We are under your shadow, Lord. Keep us right now. Give us an eternal death, and we're going to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank God for my brother right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Caller from 213-638. You're now live in the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
That's you. Say God bless you.
I'm winning
now. Say God bless
you. All right, Bishop, how you doing? That ain't me.
Yes, it is.
God
bless you, Brother Frederick.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Bless you, sweet.
I'm blessing the Lord, son. How are you?
I, Bishop, I'm just gonna pray. I'm gonna keep you in prayer for my housing, you know, my health, and through life in general.
Yeah, for your health.
Yeah, and life in general.
All right. It is the Lord give us help. It is the Lord give us our strength right now. You know what?
Yes.
I want you to thank God for your help right now. But amen, we're going to ask God to put an increase on that help. Shana Labohuta, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, right now, my brother is coming to you. He asking Lord Jesus strength. He wants asking you, Lord Jesus, is to give him a healthy body and a healthy mind and a healthy soul. And Lord, in order to have that healthy soul, help him is say yes to your divine will. In the name of Jesus right now. Satan, take your hand off him in the name of Jesus. This is God's property. It don't belong to you. And we claim a victory for him right now, no matter what Satan tried to do, how much he tried to put him in darkness. My God, but I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Touch and deliver him right now. Give him wisdom, give him knowledge and understanding in Jesus. Lord, above all, give him that eternal yes, Lord. Right now, break the yoke, Lord. Break the yoke, Lord. Break the band that is holding him in the name of Jesus right now. I claim victory with you, my brother. In Jesus' name, we love you and thank you for calling.
Thank you, President. Bishop.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Caller from 323-915. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. How are you? This is Mother Stewart. I'm calling for prayer for my husband, my children, grandchildren, for myself, my shoulder, right shoulder. It is in a lot of pain right now. And I'm praying for those over in Ukraine. I'm just praying for this world in general. And I'm praying for every man of God that speaks the word of God.
My God, Mother, it always is a pleasure. Is to hear your voice, my God, right now. It's just always a pleasure to hear your voice. You make my day. My God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to pray. But I'm going to ask you one thing. Lay your hands on your shoulder right now.
Oh, yeah.
I rebuke that condition. In the name of Jesus, I let you heal him, but you float down that shoulder. In the name of Jesus, give a right now. My God, I feel the power of Jesus. I feel the spirit of Jesus. My God, I'm working with the right mind in the name of Jesus. I claim healing for my mother right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you heal her, continue to give praise and thanks to you. Lord God, as you're praying for the people in Ukraine tonight, amen, and so am I tonight. Thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus right now. Break it out for us, Lord. My God. You see this before the foundation of the world began. You know because you know the beginning from the end. Break it out. We're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory. Now, in Jesus' name, I pray.
In Jesus' name, my God,
I pray for the family. I pray for the husband. I pray for the children in the name of Jesus right now. My God, do a new thing in her life. Do a new thing in her life, Lord. And we're going to give you the praise, and we're going to give you the glory. My God, in Jesus' name. My God, my Lord. I believe the Lord has done something, amen, right now for her mother. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Praise him. His anointing, amen, is flowing. Hallelujah. Right now. I feel that anointing right now. It's working. Baby, he can need a boot of it now. Give her a good night's sleep tonight, Lord. But let her know, Lord, that her prayers have been heard tonight. Let her know, Lord. Let her know, Lord. It's not fatal. But you don't honor her of her prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. We walk by faith and not by sight. So keep on walking in faith. And we believe in Jesus. All things are possible to him that loves the Lord. My God, my God. Amen, amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Caller from 323-616. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Hello,
caller. 323-616, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Kitasha.
God bless you, Minister Stewart.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my son.
Amen. Amen. I'm asking for prayer for myself, you know, as I stand before the people of God, as the Lord continue to give me strength to deliver his word, comforting words to families that lose loved ones, including myself and my family as well. And
God bless you. God bless you.
Praying for this world. You know, I just got word from one of my cousins that his niece, his oldest brother's niece, was killed on a party bus. The guys just jumped on the bus, and the bus, multiple people were hurt and injured, but right now, and she's the only one to pass. We're going to pray for her family as well. And pray for you, Bishop, as well, to continue to do what
you
do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And in the name of Jesus, and I pray for my children, my grandchildren, my mother, my father, and my sisters and brothers as well, and my wife.
God bless you, Minister Sid. God bless you. God bless,
bless you.
God bless you. Shadow be he takalamo uti. Amen. Just continue to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. Things is not out of order, because God is an orderly God, and he knows what's going on, and he sees what's going on. Maybe he takalamo hoshana. But he tells us to be at peace. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me, Bahotana, my God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort my son, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, it is sin that is causing corruption.
Yes.
A disaster in this world. Mankind don't want to recognize their sin, but Lord, it is sin that is done humanity like this. But it was sin, Lord Jesus, brought you out of heaven and brought you down to earth and put you on Calvary cross. It was sin that did that.
Yes, it was.
Shall it be his son? That we may be obedient children. Lord, I feel for humanity, and I'm praying with my preachers, and I'm praying with my sisters, amen, that see the need, that we need prayer. We need prayer. We need a change in this world. Lord,
we need a change in this world.
And only that change is going to come through repentance, a broken heart, and a contrite spirit. We need prayer, Lord.
Right now, and in the name of Jesus.
Bless my son and Lord Jesus, his family, as he ministers the word of God and laying many to rest, Lord Jesus. Those that he laying to rest can't hear him, but those that me talking with, amen, can hear you. Let him feed them the word of life in the name of Jesus. My God, put holy boldness in him in the name of Jesus. Keep him under your will. My God, keep his wife right by his side. Strengthen both of them, especially in the last and evil days right now. And let them say yes to your divine will. And we're going to continue to give you praise in Jesus' name. May the power of the Holy Ghost be up on you and your house, up on your children, up on your doorstep. You're going out and you're coming in. In the hit, he shot none of our. In Jesus' name. Go with the Lord, my son, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop.
You're welcome, son. You're welcome.
Bless you. Caller from 213-432. You're not live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
213-432-9138.
Yes, that is correct. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, Bishop. This is Minister Donaldson.
God bless. God bless.
God bless you, Minister Donaldson.
God bless you. I would love for you to pray and know that God called me for his ministry and not man. And I also pray for my son that's 17 that's going through difficulties in his life. He's not in the house now. He's always coming home from school late. He has all F's in his classroom. So I think he's out there smoking weed. I don't know what he's doing, but he don't come home on time. And I would love for you to pray and keep him up in prayer and put God cover on his life. I got a daughter that's on drugs, pregnant with a baby. So pray for her too. I got a son that may be ill, have a mental illness, maybe a chemical imbalance. And also pray for my wife and my household, Bishop. I'll see you this Sunday.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love to see you. Amen. And the prayer will continue on. Amen. God the Hushin now. The prayer will continue on, Minister.
God bless you, Minister Donaldson.
Amen. The prayer will continue on. Amen. But as I told somebody earlier, God has not forsaken you. Even what you're going through with right now, it don't look good. Amen. But God has not forsaken you. The Lord can bring that whole household out in the name of Jesus. You keep on praying. Keep on preaching the word of God. Just keep on praying. Keep on preaching the word of God. I don't care how far you're down. Amen. God can bring you out of that hole. Just hold on to Jesus. I will pray for that son of yours right now. Lord God, that young man is under the spell and influence of the spirit of Satan. Lord God, he don't know he don't know what he's done. Lord, his father love is stretched out over him right now, no matter what he's done and how bad it looks. Love is covering him right now. Touch him. Bring him out of the hog pen. Bring him back home. Let him remember, Lord, the words of salvation. That young lady that's pregnant. It's already done. Oh, my God, we can't do nothing about it, but ask you to preserve her, keep her, open up her eyes in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes, Lord.
My God, we need your help. We need your help. Our children, Lord, is on the rampage. Our children is forgetting you. But Almighty God, you shedded your blood for each one of them. Cheated of a host of son of my sit in that household in the name of Jesus. My God, the wife in the name of Jesus. Let them pull together like never before. Put their arms around one another, Lord. My God, and cry out to you in the name of Jesus. Sure, shake that house in the name of Jesus. Turn it around. And we're going to give you the praise. And I thank you for this man of God right now. Continue to strengthen him in every hour. We're going to continue to pray with him and for him in Jesus' name. God bless you, preacher. Lord. I look forward to see you on Sunday.
Oh,
Okay, Bishop. Praise God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Caller from 310-991. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. This is Sister Webb calling for prayer. I've been having really bad headaches.
Yes.
And I want prayer for these headaches and this tension that's in my back I've been dealing with all week.
God bless you. God bless you. Mr. Webb, praise the Lord.
And
I know you know how to get a prayer,
well.
Too. I know you know how to get a prayer, too. Praise the Lord. You have prayed many prayers, and I know you know God answers your prayers.
Yes.
But there is something going around in the air, amen, that many people that are suffering this headache, the migraine. I don't know, amen, whether it's have anything to do with the pollution in the air or not, but I know the Lord is a healer. In the look down upon your daughter right now, Lord, a faithful daughter unto thee, that surrendered her whole heart and soul unto thee, not one day, but every day, Lord. She lived the life that she talked about. And I know you're able, Lord Jesus, is to give her rest. Clear that head up in the name of Jesus. Clear that head up in the name of Jesus. Take the strain off of her brain, my God, in her body. We relax in the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind you right now. Get behind her. In the name of Jesus right now. Release her right now. Lord, she need release. Even Hota. She need release right now, Lord. Go over Hota and the mouth. My God, let your spirit go down in that body and work in that body right now. And you made the brain, and you know what's in that brain, and you might alter that brain in the name of Jesus right now. Let your spirit go there. Minister to that brain and set that brain in order in Jesus' name. Baba Hota. I curse them headaches. I curse them headaches in the name of Jesus. You say, whatsoever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Come on out of us. Come out. Evil. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come on. My God, you said after that we receive the Holy Ghost, we shall have power. And Lord, I'm using that dynamo power that you've given unto us right now. I'm asking you to continue to touch my knees in the name of Jesus. My God, I thank you for calling right now. And let her have a tremendous night of rest tonight. Let her head be clear in the name of Jesus. Right now, let it be released. Show the Lord, my God, right now, let it be back. Move it in the name of Jesus right now, Lord. Right now. You are right now, God. You are right now. You are right now, God. Right now. Do it right now. And we give you the glory. And we give you the praise right now. God is moving right now. He's moving right now. He's moving right now. I feel it under their power, of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Sister Zanika, God bless you. I can say I know you know how to get hold of the Lord. And I know you feel the power of God. Just give him praise and give him glory and thank for what he has done right now. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen, amen.
Caller from 323-428. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah, God bless, Bishop. And Natasha.
God bless you, Brother Clyde.
God bless you, my son.
All right, I'm just calling to request prayer from me and my family.
Thank God for you. Amen. Good to hear your voice. Praise the Lord. You're still in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Prayer. We need prayer like never before.
Yeah.
And sincere prayer can move the Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, my brother is calling for prayer for him and his entire family. And Lord Jesus, by knowing him and know what he believes in, Lord Jesus, that means including salvation, healing, and your love, Lord Jesus, in their lives, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for him right now. I thank you for my brother, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for his obedience. I thank you for his loyalty. I thank you for the way he supports the church. I thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus. Hear his prayers. And Lord Jesus, honor that your name may be glorified in the name. You go there and touch his children. And Lord Jesus, continue to give them an eternal yes to your divine will in the name of Jesus right now. Strengthen that family in Jesus' name. And the things that is lacking, work it out for him in the name of Jesus. Work it out for him, Lord. Only you can work some things out. And you know his heart and you know his mind. Lord, he's a great helper to your people everywhere. Give him strength right now to continue to be a blessing. Give him one eternal yes to your will, and we're going to give you the praise in Jesus' name. God bless you, and thank you for calling, son, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. You're welcome.
Bless you. Final caller, from 562-519. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Dr. Moore, I'm asking for prayer. My name is Terry, and I'm asking for prayer because a witch has been practicing witchcraft against me, and she has these things that crawl all over my body, and they bite me. You can't see them, but I can feel them. Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, what I was saying was there's a witch that's been practicing witchcraft against me, and she has these things that crawl all over my body, and they bite me. You can't see them, but I can feel them. And this is morning, noon, and night, all day, all day.
Amen, Terry. Do you know Jesus?
Yes. Yes, I've been in the body of Christ now for about 30 years.
Oh, praise the Lord. All right. You don't believe in witchcraft, do you?
No, I haven't. The closest I've ever been to witchcraft is horoscopes.
All right. My time is about to run out, but I'm going to speak a word. My God, against that spirit right now and in my sister's body, in the name of Jesus, I command it to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. I take authority over it by the blood of Jesus right now. I thank you for calling right now. My God, deliver her. Deliver her right now. Deliver her right now in Jesus' name right now. My God, Sister Terry, we're going to continue to pray for you. Amen. Put you on the prayer line. But amen. Thank you for calling. Amen. And call back. Amen. Next Wednesday in Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. We thank all of you 16 callers tonight, our first night back on. We're grateful. Don't forget every Wednesday, Sister Terry, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. California time. You can call in and we'll be on the air. Check us out on Sundays, Blessings by Grace Radio on Facebook Live. And then tomorrow and every other Thursday for Learners Lounge Thursday, if you want to deep dive into the Bible and learn, we'll be back in the lounge tomorrow. God bless you. We love you, but God loves you best. Good night, everybody. Until next time. Bye-bye.